no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Ooh, this is the last week.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Yeah.
Well, we are vicious criminals, but not this week. We have something to talk to you about vicious criminals this week. This is the Reach Radio Show. I am Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer. Reach counselors tell us that there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to start the journey to home ownership. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. Phone number for Reach is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number for housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, we have the 2015 list of remod scammers. We'll show you how to detect them, reject them, and tell the shady lenders of Seville to go away. Stay tuned for that. Then the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, the most popular scams. Wait until you hear how some of these swindlers get your money. We have a lot to do with scams on the show today, and I don't know why. Next up, Steve Cody checks in with the at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and industry information. And after the news, Brian Price adorns the Reach Radio studios to tell us what's new about the 2015 Shriners Circus. He has some free tickets, too. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He has the rundown on air plants. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. As promised, South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. You bet. Florida's housing market reported more closed sales, higher median prices, increased pending sales, and more new listings last month. This according to the latest housing data that was released by Florida Realtors and recaptured by Reach Radio. Florida's foreclosure activity has declined by more than a third from a year ago, but it does still rank among the highest in the nation. We have the latest numbers from Realty Track on that. The former mayor of North Miami is going to jail for 5.5 years for her role in a mortgage fraud scheme. Also, rebound in home prices is good news in the wake of the housing crash, but there can be too much of a good thing. Home prices are going up quite a bit faster than wages are. We have the numbers and the details. Plus, I have a story for you about a Plantation Key homeowner who told deputies that he left his house unlocked. A burglar came in, messed around, stole a bunch of stuff, took his iPad, signed in to his Facebook page, and left. The burglar's Facebook page was up on the iPad. That and a couple more silly stories coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, well, I can't wait. I want to know about the city official going to jail.
We have the story at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, and it's all because of housing?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when we return, don't get scammed. We'll tell you how to slam the hammer on the scammer. Did you know that Women's History Month is celebrated in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia, corresponding with International Women's Day on March 8th? I didn't know that.
No home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. And I have a message for you here. If you're tired of paying rent, or you just want to lower your monthly payments as far as your house is concerned, then you should know about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop. The next workshop is Sunday, April the 19th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at REACH's offices located in Palm Beach Garden. If you can't make that one, don't worry. The next Palm Beach Garden workshop is May 17th. We do them every month. Folks, these classes fill up fast, and they fill up fast because they're popular. And there's always something to do. I know, Steve, you went to the last first-time homebuyers class, didn't you?
Absolutely, I did. In fact, quick story, I was told that it's 6 hours long, and my first impression was,
it's 6 hours, yeah.
It went by really fast. We have a bunch of guests that come in. There are people from banks. There are people from mortgage companies. There's a home improvement expert. There's the lovely Kanisha, the lovely right. Dee, and it really keeps moving. Plus, the food is pretty good.
Right. And they're sharp, too. Now, if you can't wait and you really need to get to a first-time homebuyer workshop, well, then the next Miami Kindle Shop is April the 12th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1. If you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes, like Steve said, food and beverages. And mm-hmm. The beverages, they're beverages, right? It's not beverages.
No alcoholic beverages.
No alcoholic. All right. Not a problem. Well, I was wondering if that's what made the time go by so fast. Hey, you know what? For more directions and information about the first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at REACH right now. 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. And just to let you know that if you're planning on using FHA or HUD or any of those government agencies, you know, this first-time homebuyers workshop is a mandatory course for you to take. Plus, it gets you sharp. It gets you educated and gets you into the position to know exactly what you can afford, where you can afford it. And when it comes time to buy the home, it's an easy thing. And just to let you know, HUD defines a first-time homebuyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So check that out. Call the good folks at REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
This is REACH Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
That's where we are. You know, anyone can be scammed these days. And if you don't know the warning signs or what to look for when you're trying to refinance your homestead, well, the REACH Radio staffers, along with LoanScamAlert.org, have put together 6 of the brightest red flag indicators that let you know you may be dealing with a loan modification scammer. They're out there, unfortunately, and you have to watch out for them. And that's what we're going to do today, try to help you out so you can recognize. Now, here's one tip for you. If a company or a person asks for a fee in advance to do work with your lender to modify, refinance, or reinstate your mortgage, you just might be standing in the scammer's line. According to the Federal Trade Commission, starting January 31, 2011, it is illegal for a company or an individual to charge fees in advance for loan modification or remodification. However, attorneys are allowed to charge fees in advance if they meet certain requirements and place the fees in a client trust account. Be careful. Attorneys and people claiming to be attorneys have been known to take advantage of homeowners, too. Steve, you got something here?
I do. If a company or a person guarantees that they can stop a foreclosure or get a modification for you, you just might be standing in the scammer's line because nobody can make that guarantee except the lender.
Yep.
Now, many scammers offer money-back guarantees to make homeowners feel more comfortable. So here's a question. Why would you need a money-back guarantee for a service that is supposed to be free?
That's right. Pay.
Legitimate, trustworthy, HUD-approved counseling agencies will only promise you that they will try their very best to help you.
And that's all they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, if a company or a person advises you to stop paying your mortgage or start paying them instead, you just might be standing in the scammer's line. Despite what a scammer will tell you, you should never, and let me say, never stop paying your mortgage to improve the chances of getting a loan modification. Also, never send a mortgage payment to anyone other than your lender. As soon as you have trouble paying for your mortgage, contact your mortgage lender and ask them for the loss mitigation department. You should know also to contact HUD Approved Housing Agency to help you. Their assistance is free, you know, like REACH.
Mm-hmm.
We offer free assistance.
Another one for you. If a company pressures you to sign over the deed to your home or to sign any paperwork that you haven't had a chance to fully read and fully understand, you, my friend, just might be standing in the scammer's line. Signing over the deed to your home may not prevent foreclosure. In fact, you're still responsible for paying your mortgage even if you sign over the deed to your home. A legitimate housing counselor would never pressure you to sign a document before you had a chance to read it and understand it thoroughly.
That's right. Number five, flag number five. If a company claims to offer government-approved or official government loan modification,
You just might be standing in the scammer's line.
they may be scam artists posing as legitimate organizations offering all the government assistance. You know, check them out first. Contact your mortgage lender first. Your lender can tell you whether you qualify for government programs to prevent foreclosure. You can also work with a local HUD-approved counseling agency like REACH to determine what programs you may or may not be eligible for. And remember, don't pay your mortgage to anybody but your mortgage lender. That's the way to do that. Hey, you know what? You could just call REACH, and they'll tell you where to go with that. The number for REACH, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Or check out our website at reach4housing.org. That's reach, the number 4housing.org.
Another one happens fairly frequently. Mm-hmm. A company or a person you don't know asks you to release personal financial information online or over the phone.
Oh, yeah.
That includes any financial information. You just might be standing in that scammer's line. You should only give this type of information to companies that you know and trust, like your mortgage lender or a HUD-approved counseling agency like the one you were just talking about.
Yeah, you mean like REACH?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me give that number out one more time, just in case you missed it. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or like I said, check out the website, reach, the number 4housing.org. We'll get that job done. You know, if you or someone you know has been the victim of a loan modification scam, we urge you to make the call to REACH and register your complaint. REACH counselors will inform the proper authorities. Or, if you wish, you may certainly call the Federal Trade Commission at 877-FTC-HELP. That's 877-382-4357. And let them know that you have a scammer on the line. And we'll be able to do something with that. At least we'll get you set into the right direction. And the good folks at REACH will get you on the right path to home ownership or a remod or whatever it is you need.
Mm-hmm.
And our services are absolutely free. The only thing we charge for, I think there's a couple of courses that we charge for. Everything else is pretty much free.
Yes, minimal fees.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
important thing, though, is that to know that when you want a loan modification, which for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, loan modification is basically a shortcut to refinancing your home so that you have a lower monthly payment than you had before. No representative can do that for you. Nobody that calls you on the phone can do that for you. Nobody that you hear on the radio can do that for you. The only people that can modify your loan is the lender.
That's right.
The person who holds the loan. Now, at counseling agencies like REACH, we've done hundreds and hundreds of these, so we know the shortcuts. We know exactly what you're looking for. We know what papers they want. That we know how timely this has to be. But we can't do that for you, and nobody can. So if somebody calls you up and says, we'll modify your loan, if they don't work for your bank, they're lying to you.
Absolutely. When we return, we'll put the hammer on the scammer. We have the latest FTC 2015 list of the top scams. You know, in February of 1980, Jimmy Carter issued a presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8th as National Women's Week.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy,
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Woohoo! Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. You know, we've been discussing the remodification scammers, and now we'd like to take that scam concept to the next step. Scammers, you got to love them. Some of the greatest fraudsters in the world have learned how to manipulate and use the system, and they take that knowledge and manipulate your wallet is what they do. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, has filtered the long list of schemers straight from the Federal Trade Commission's Encyclopedia of Scammers. Rick, what's on the scam menu today?
Well, first of all, Alan, there are no desserts on this menu. It's all painful, let me tell you. Phony counseling or foreclosure rescue scams. The scam artist will pose as a counselor, tell you they can negotiate a deal with your lender, modify your loan, save your house if you pay a fee. First. Now, the fee may be called a processing fee, administrative fee, a fee, who knows? He may even tell you not to contact your lender, housing counselor, or lawyer. No, I'll handle all the details. I can do it. He might even insist that you make all mortgage payments directly to him.
Right. What did we say earlier about that? Steve said the only person that can change or modify your loan is the lender.
That's right. Once you pay the fee, by the way, to the scammer or a few mortgage payments, your money is gone because they disappear.
And so is the scammer.
That's it. Fake government modification program. Some scammers may claim to be affiliated with or approved by the government. They may ask you to pay high upfront fees. There's that word again.
Yeah.
You can qualify with this fee. All you have to do is send me the money. The scammer's company name and website may sound like a real one, but the website may end with .com, .net, .org instead of .gov. You may also see terms like federal, HAMP, MHA, HARP, or other words related to official U.S. government programs. When they ask you for a fee, that is the signal to hang up get out.
Big red flag.
REACH sponsors this program.
Right.
And it stands for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We don't want you to pay any fees. REACH's programs for this are free. They'll help you.
How about forensic audits? I mean, I've heard a lot about forensic audits. They claim that they can do wonders by looking for mistakes that your lender made.
Well, they lied. Forensic loan audits. The scammer, who may be called a forensic or mortgage loan auditor, offers to review your mortgage loan documents to determine whether your lender complied with state and federal mortgage lending laws. Sounds wonderful. The scammer usually requires that you pay a fee. There it is. Start the process, send money. The scammer may say you can use the audit report to avoid foreclosure, accelerate the loan mod process, or reduce your loan principal, even cancel your loan. You won't owe any money. Just send me the fee.
They make all kind of promises.
Yep. Now, the lender is not required to modify your loan to make it more affordable. If you cancel your loan, you'll have to return the borrowed money, which may result in you losing your home. Again, when they ask for a fee, that's the sign. Hang up. Go away. Or get their number and call the FTC.
Or call REACH.
Call REACH is even better.
We'll straighten them out.
Yeah.
What's the number for REACH, Rick?
1-800- Reach
855-487-3224.
You got me on that curveball. I'm too busy producing to memorize.
He never calls. He never visits.
Yeah, never.
Hey, bait and switch. Did we mention that one?
No.
Scam artist says, sign documents for a new loan modification that will make your existing mortgage current. Trick. Not true. You actually just signed documents, get this, to surrender the title or deed to your house to the scam artist in exchange for a rescue loan.
And they wind up with your home.
They're probably going to ask you for a fee, too. Read any document thoroughly before you sign it. And here's a real nasty one. Rent to own or lease back scheme.
Oh, yeah. The rush one, yeah.
The scammer urges you to surrender the title or deed of your home as part of a deal that will let you stay in the home as a renter. Then you can buy it back in a few years.
Sure.
He'll tell you that surrendering the title will permit a borrower with a better credit rating and to get new financing and to keep you from losing your home. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the scammer has no intention of ever selling that home back to you. They have it. But the terms of these deals make buying back your home impossible. Worse yet, when the new borrower defaults on the loan, goodbye, you're evicted.
That's right.
Scammer may raise the rent over time to the point that you can't afford it anymore. You'll miss several rent payments. You're on the street. You'll be evicted. Mm. The scammer offers to find a buyer for your home, but only if you sign over the deed and move out. Mm. The scammer promises to pay you some of the profit when the home sells, but the scammer simply rents out your home, keeps the profits while your lender proceeds with the foreclosure. You lose your home, don't lease it, lose it, and are still responsible for the unpaid mortgage. You signed those papers. Transferring the deed does not affect your mortgage obligation.
Never. You know what, Rick? We have time for about one more. How about the bankruptcy to avoid foreclosure deal?
Oh, man, that's tough. The scammer may promise to negotiate with your lender or get refinancing on your behalf if you pay a fee up front. Well, there it is.
Fee, yeah.
Instead of contacting your lender or refinancing your loan, he pockets the fee and files a bankruptcy case in your name, sometimes without your knowledge. A bankruptcy filing will often stop a home foreclosure, but only temporarily. Filing bankruptcy stops any collection and foreclosure while the bankruptcy court administers the case. But eventually, you must start paying your mortgage or the lender will be able to foreclose. You can lose the money you paid to the scammer and your home. Worse yet, a bankruptcy stays on your credit report for 10 years. Yeah. That makes it tough to get credit, buy a home, get life insurance, or even get a job. The word is fee. When they ask you for money to help you, hang up. Call Reach.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Don't hang up. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Brian Price is here from the AmeriShriners, and he has the latest news on the Shriners Circus happening next weekend, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Shriners Temple in Palm Beach Lakes. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home. We've just acquired a hectare of new properties, and they're ready for your approval. You don't want to miss this. And then our house takes a deep breath to talk about air plants. Carlton Thompson will take your breath away in just a few moments. And then Brian Price returns for an encore appearance. I think you have some more tickets to give away. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, with rings on his fingers and bells on his toes and a bone through his nose.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho. It's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir, for that questionable introduction. Here's the news. Florida's housing market reported more closed sales, higher median prices, increased pending sales, and more new listings last month. According to the latest data from Florida Realtors, closed sales of single-family homes statewide totaled over 18,000 last month. That's up 19% from February of 2014. The statewide median sale price for single-family existing homes last month was $179,000. That's up almost 10% from the previous year, according to data from the Florida Realtors Industry Data and Analysis Department in partnership with local realtor boards and associations. Florida's foreclosure activity has declined by more than a third from a year ago, but it still ranks as one of the highest in the nation. The research firm RealtyTrack reported last week that Florida's one of out of 570 homes with foreclosure filings last February. That figures to put Florida as the third highest, with one out of every 570 in foreclosure. Florida's foreclosure activity, though, has declined by 35% over the past year. A Marine staff sergeant from Kissimmee, wounded in combat in Iraq, was chosen by the Home at Last Project to receive a disability-friendly, mortgage-free home. It's the effort by the not-for-profit Home at Last Project. The organization was established back in 2007 as a special arm of the home-building charity West Orange Habitat for Humanity and directed by Bill Criswell, who himself is a veteran of World War II. The recipient of the new home is Brandon Whitwer. He's married with three kids, suffered multiple spinal injuries during his 12-year Marine career. The organization has built six other homes in Florida for veterans who were permanently disabled during their military service. The former mayor of North Miami has received a prison term of almost 5.5 years for her role in a mortgage fraud scheme that netted $11 million. Lucy Tondro was sentenced by a federal judge last Tuesday. She was convicted in December of working with her ex-fiancé and two other men to trick banks into loaning them $11 million between 2005 and 2008. A Plantation Key homeowner told deputies that he left his home unlocked on Wednesday after an outing with his wife. He actually doesn't even have a house key. When he returned, he found evidence of a break-in. Someone had eaten a Pop-Tart, downed a soda, and messed with his iPad. He said the computer's browser history showed many visits to porn sites and to YouTube. He was gone. He called the sheriff. An iPad had been moved. Someone had charged it. The iPad was still logged in to the Facebook page of the alleged burglar, a 16-year-old boy. The teen was arrested, charged with burglary and theft, and booked into the Plantation Key jail. Hopefully this kid is not planning a life of crime, because he's really, really bad at it. Also, never mess with a neighbor, or worse yet, a neighbor's yard. When Amy Goldberg's Boca Raton neighbor allowed her pooch to poop in her yard, Goldberg confronted her, cops said. And according to a Sun Sentinel report, the neighbor initially told Goldberg that she'd clean up the mess, and then she changed her mind, telling Goldberg that if she was going to bark at her like that, she'd have to clean it up herself. Well, that's when she really stepped in it. Goldberg then allegedly scooped up the feces in a baggie, bird-dogged the woman until she was able to smear the poop on her face and arms. Ooh. But Goldberg's recollection of events in this apparent smear campaign differed from those of the neighbor. Cops hauled Ms. Goldberg to the big dog pound.
In the sky.
There's a 79-year-old man who owns a trailer in Long Island's Ritchie Hamptons. He's about to cash in big time. According to the New York Post, Richard Lester bought his trailer for $300 in 1956. And that trailer, more importantly, the land that it sits on, is now listed at $1.1 million. Lester still lives with his wife in the trailer, which is about 700 square feet. A house nearby recently sold for $4 million. Some of the folks that live on his street, Jerry Seinfeld and Paul McCartney, according to an article in the Post. A real estate agent told the Post that all potential buyers of lots are builders who will likely tear down Lester's humble abode and build a mansion on it. And finally, Jupiter police say they stopped John Grossman because his headlight was out. When the officer ran the tags, he realized the car had been stolen. Officers said they could smell marijuana in the car. They also told him that car was stolen. But Grossman said, no, I just bought the car and I can show you the title. He was supposedly reaching for the glove box, but he put the car in gear, gunned it, took off on I-95. After a brief chase, they caught him. Grossman finally got out of the car. Officers said they saw a white powder on his face when they got him out of the car. Police found cocaine, marijuana, and about $700 in cash in the car. Grossman told officers, "I know what I did was stupid, but I knew that I was going back to prison, and I didn't want to go without a buzz on." And that, my friends, is the news.
You know, sometimes I wonder if it is. It just keeps on going.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WVZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Woohoo! Okay, love that little image bump there. That's nice. Joining us in the studio right now is the past illustrious potentate of the Marist Shrine in Palm Beach, Brian Price. Welcome back to the show again.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, oh, it's been a year, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. An exciting year.
You know, you're the past potentate. Last time you came on, you were the potentate. Just what exactly does that mean?
Well, a past potentate, the potentate is actually the president of the organization.
Ah, okay. Yeah, well, I knew that, but, you know, sometimes the listeners, they don't get it. He's the head man in charge, and even though he's not the head man this year, he's probably still in charge. I know how that works.
So if my wife lets me to be in charge.
Oh, that's exactly right. Okay, so now we got the Shriner Circus coming again. How cool is that?
It's exciting, as usual.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it. It's a new show this year, of course. We change it every year.
Right.
You know, we have six events, six show dates.
Right.
If I could tell the people that, I'd like to enjoy it. April 3rd through the 5th at RCA Boulevard, our 3650 RCA Boulevard is the Amerishrine Center.
You can't miss it.
Yep, it's beautiful.
Right, it's beautiful. the biggest building. Let's see. Go over the tracks.
Go over the tracks and look for the Wandering Messenger standing in the front.
That's it. You'll see the big tents and everything. Now you have elephants. You have everything, right?
Have elephants, giraffes.
Giraffes.
We're gonna have our famous Amara clowns as usual. Always
the crazy clowns. Right?
Crazy clowns.
Oh man, these guys are really great. I sat in on one of the routines that they were working on, the haircutting routine, you know? I was in that, yes. How did that go?
It went very, very well. A lot of fun working with those guys.
Yeah, they're crazy, and they're clowns. So, you know, I checked into joining the clown brigade there, and I said, well, what are the qualifications? And they said, well, if you weren't the class clown, you can't join. And I said, well, I was the class clown, no doubt about it. It's really a lot of fun. These guys really put on a great show. And they dress professional. I mean, they're real clowns, right?
They're real clowns, yeah. and they really put the effort forward.
Right.
It's all for our kids.
Well, that's the most important part. You know, we have the Shriners Hospital over in Tampa. So this Shrine Temple delivers anyone that lives in this area over to Tampa. And we do that at no charge. Absolutely
no charge to family.
Yeah. And the medical care.
Yes.
No charge.
You know, we have 22 children's hospitals throughout the United States and Mexico and Canada, and it's all funded by us.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's get something. Folks, go to your phones. Call. Brian's got some free tickets here. Let me give you the studio number. It's 1-800-889-0267. That's 800-889-0267. Call right now, and Brian's got a couple of adult tickets here that we'll pass on to you. Now, we have tons of the free tickets for the children. The child gets in free with a paid adult,
correct.
But we have some adult tickets here. So 800-889-0267, call right now, and we'll lay a couple of those tickets on you. Right, Brian?
We sure will.
Yeah. Now, the Shriners Hospital, what do they actually – they specialize in a few things.
We specialize in cleft palates, burns, and birth defects. Limb replacement.
That's
stuff
right.
Like that. Yes.
Maybe you've seen some of these Shriner commercials on TV lately.
Yeah, they're beautiful commercials
year.
They're beautiful commercials.
Tear your heart out, don't they?
I wanted to, give a special thanks to our new Imperial Sir because he has definitely come to the plate and made some great commercials. But it's all about the kids.
Let me tell you.
And if you ever have the opportunity to travel to one of our Shrine hospitals, go.
Sure.
It's a beautiful place to visit.
Right. And the most is it $2 million?
$2 million a day.
A day.
To run one of our hospitals.
Right. And we have 22.
22 of
them
right now.
So that's $22 million a day,
yep,
that the Shriners and the supporters kick in.
Yep.
We don't receive any government funding. It's
no.
all funding from the Shriners and for projects. And the circus, the money that they make on the circus, that helps pay to take
transport,
the kids,
yeah,
transport the kids over into Tampa. And I believe, did we get a new van? We just got a new van?
Yeah, we just, a couple of years ago, we got a new van.
Right.
And I'd like to say a special shout out to our drivers. God bless those guys.
Absolutely.
They take that long trip to Tampa twice a day, and they love our kids, and they make sure they get there safe.
And again, the most important part, folks, no charge for this service.
Correct.
So, and you can enjoy the circus coming up next weekend, the 3rd, 4th,
and 5th.
That's Easter in there, isn't it?
Yes,
right?
It is. It's Easter. But,
doesn't matter.
Easter, we always fill the house.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have anything special this year that you have?
Well, there's some always surprises that I can't tell anybody about.
I know.
We're always looking forward to the circus. This year, I actually was made the co-chairman of the circus this year, so...
Oh, so that's why you're here.
Well, I love being with you guys, too. This is going to be an annual thing for me now.
That's true. And yeah, you bet. It should be an annual thing. The circus is really great. You know, I don't know where you can go nowadays and see a circus.
No, and this is a truly professional circus. Hollywood circuses, and they're great people. They've been doing this for almost 30 years. It's our 39th annual. 39 years we've been doing our circus.
And folks, there's nowhere else you can go. to see a circus nowadays. And most of the times, if you do, you're stuck in some sort of an arena. This is all out in the open.
This is the old-fashioned circuses.
Right. And let me throw a plug in for Mike Gambarotti. Mike Gambarotti is going to be up there with the Child ID program.
Yes.
Now, the Child ID program, if you're not familiar with it, folks, it documents your child. And they take all the height, weight, pictures, fingerprints, and they put it on a CD and they hand it to the parent. It doesn't go anywhere else. The information gets destroyed exactly after they make the CD. And they give that to the parent. And you know what the charge for that is? Nothing. Exactly. Zero. So come on up and get your child's ID taken care of. God forbid something happens, they go missing. At least you have all the information about that child in one place. And Mike Gambarotti's been doing a great job with that program for the last 4 years. So he's rocking now. That'll be up there at the circus. And, of course, the clowns. The giraffes, the elephants, any?
Yeah, we have a big petting zoo every year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about the petting zoo.
We have the big petting zoo, a lot of good rides, and the show.
You want some free tickets? Here's the number, 1-800-889-0267. 1-800-889-0267. I see the line lighting up right now. That's great. We've got some tickets for you. And what time does all that start, Brian?
Okay, the first show is on Friday at 11 a.m. Then we have another show at 7:30.
On Friday.
Right. On Saturday, we have an 11 a.m. show. On Saturday, we have a 3:30 show. And we also have a 7:30 show on Saturday.
Perfect. And Sunday?
And, of course, Easter Sunday, 1:30 p.m. Tickets are good for any of those shows. They don't have to even they can pick any show they want to go to.
Right. And we have lots of the free tickets for the kids. If you want some free tickets, we have, I'm looking at a stack, what's that, about five inches?
500 right here.
500 of them?
And we'd love to fill all the seats.
You won't get this type of entertainment anywhere, folks. Right here at the Shriners Circus. That's this next weekend, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 3650 RCA Boulevard in Palm Beach Gardens. That's where the Shrine Temple is, and that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday at 11 and 7:30, Saturday from 11, and then 3:30 and 7:30, and Sunday at 1:30. I'll tell you what, here's another phone number for you. You call this phone number, they'll give you all the information about the Shriner Circus. That's 561-627-2100. Give it that again, 561-627-2100. That is the AmeriShrine, or you could check out their website at AmeriShriners.org, and you'll get all the information about the circus. Brian, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, will you hang out for the last segment of the show?
For you guys, anything.
I appreciate that. We'll give away a couple more tickets is what we'll do. All right, that brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. Now, this property is a two-story townhome. It's located at 7164 Sportsman's Drive, North Lauderdale, 33068, the zip code there. This is a two-bedroom, two full baths, approximately 1,218 square feet of living area, just off Rock Island Road over there in North Lauderdale. It's nearby schools, grocery stores, fast foods, restaurants, all within walking distance. FHA and conventional financing gets the job done. And, of course, cash will put your name on the deed indeed. REACH counselors tell us that there are generous income limits on this property, making it much easier to qualify. Now, I gave you the zip code because of Google Maps. If you go to Google Maps and take a look at 7164 Sportsman's Drive, North Lauderdale, 33068, the home will pop right up. You can take a look at the house in the area. Again, it is a two-story townhome located in the city of North Lauderdale. That would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. And their phone number, 561-351-8000. Give Pat a call. You could call her right now. She's hanging out and ready to take your call. All right, we would like to thank you for joining us this Saturday, as you do every Saturday. We appreciate your company. We'd like to give a hat tip to the first-time homebuyer class of March 22nd. Steve, you have a special shout-out for them, right? They did such a great job.
They did. Yeah. I mentioned this before. I was told that I was going to attend this, whether I wanted to or not. And I thought 6 hours in a classroom. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun. Met a lot of nice people. The beverages and the food, very, very good. Not alcoholic beverages, but very, very good food. And the guests, experts in every field. You'll hear from five or six people who know their individual field of real estate, everything from realtors to bankers to you name it. They'll all be there, and you will learn a lot.
Perfect. And we'd like to give a special shout-out to Gigi Santiago and Lourdes and Joanna down in the Miami Kendall office. Congratulations to them for their first-time homebuyer class, the March 2015 class. You know, if you know someone in or headed to the Miami area, we ask that you consider REACH as your HUD-approved housing counselor. The number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Okay, let's get into Our House, this week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here with some breathtaking news about air plants. Carlton, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again.
How are you doing, Al?
Hey, we're having a great day. So what's all this stuff about air plants? What is an air plant?
Oh, an air plant, it's a plant, basically, that doesn't need soil to grow in.
Grows in the air.
I know, yeah. It likes to just attach to, you know, a tree or a shrub. There's hundreds of different types of air plants in Florida, but there's a few that can be a bit of a problem in our landscape.
Oh, that's what I was... This is not an air guitar thing, right? It's an air plant.
No, it'll do more damage than me playing air guitar or you playing a 12-string. I've heard that, too.
Hey, is the air plant a friend or a foe or both?
It's kind of in the middle. Can do damage in certain plants in the landscape when it gets too many of them. They're kind of like a parasite almost. They're just eating off the host. Aesthetically, they can be a downfall as well. They're usually easily controlled. The larger ones, you can just kind of go and pluck them off of there. But there's a little one that looks kind of like a hard, thick algae that's dry. It's called lichen. But they can all be controlled just as easy as spraying them with some copper sulfate. The only thing is you'll kill it, but you have to, you know, go ahead and clean it off of there. It won't come off on its own. You actually have to mechanically
pull it off. Right. Wow.
Yeah, just going to take a leather glove and just kind of rub it up and down the trunk there. And that usually will get it to come off of there.
But right.
You just need to spray some copper sulfate.
Can that smother a plant? Like if you have a plant growing and an air plant attaches itself to it, can that kill your plant?
Well, it can do some damage if there are too many of them or if it's too big. It can, you know, take a branch off of a shrub or something. The shrub don't want to lose that branch.
And what was the name of the sulfate again?
Copper sulfate.
Copper sulfate. Where do you get that?
You can get it at John Deere Landscapes. There's a few other places you can get it, but won't get the help you need.
Yep, the box stores, they stack them deep and sell them cheap, but you don't get the help, so it's a good thing. JohnDeereLandscapes.com would be the place to look there, JohnDeereLandscapes.com. I have one other thing before we let you go, Carlton. What's this deal on this new termite that's down here that's doing some terrific damage to South Florida homes?
Well, he's not that new, actually, and he does damage really bad. It's the Formosan termite. Basically, a termite colony usually consists of a million, million and a half termites. These guys are going to have 3 and 4 million in a colony, and they just do damage that much faster. But they are pretty heavily peppered through the state right now. They've been here for a number of years, but we're trying to keep tabs on them, where they're at, and keep them under control. You know, if we're out there in the field and we suspect we've got Formosan termites, we report it to the Ag Extension and the University of Florida and let them know our findings. And they're keeping tabs on them, but they're taking over.
They're pretty serious animals there, right? How can you tell if you got them?
You need to have a professional look at it. Their bodies are just a little bit different. One way to find out quick to take a guess at it is when you break open a mud tube or something. Usually in a normal southeastern subterranean termite, you'll get one or two soldiers that'll come out. But if it's Formosan, there'll be a whole lot more soldiers coming out to defend the situation. But speaking of termites, I got somebody here who wants to say hello to you.
Uh-oh, a termite. Hey, Brandon, how you doing, buddy? He's a termite, I think is what he is there. All right, Carlton, we appreciate your help there, and it's johndeerelandscapes.com. Take a look at those termites and see what's going on in your house. Okay, when we return, how to pre-qualify for your first home. More of that after the break. Now, Mary Dixon was the first woman to receive a United States patent on May 5th in 1809, which was for a technique of weaving straw and silk. How cool is that?
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer. And we just want to say hey to Charles and Claire Ann. You have some tickets coming to you for the Shriners Circus. I know you're going to have a ball. The Reach Radio staff's going to be up there. Make sure you say hi to us. We appreciate you calling in and getting the tickets. All right, here's a little message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance service programs, you must complete HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and to receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Reach counselors say today is the day to start your journey to home ownership. Their number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free, did you get that? Free, no red flags here, free foreclosure and modification counseling. It's free. Remember what we said? You can't charge for that. Our trained counselors are here to deal with any of your financial needs, and we deal with the banks and the finance companies every day. So we know what to ask before they do, and we help you get your home back in order. Our trained counselors are here right now to find out if you qualify for many government assistance programs, and they are available to you. Call their number at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right, let's check back in with Brian Price. He's the illustrious past potentate of the Amara Shriners in Palm Beach Gardens. Hey, Brian, thanks for hanging around for the show. I know you have some more tickets.
I sure do.
Well, let's give
love to give them away.
Well, let's do that. Let's open up the lines again. It's 1-800-889-0267, 800-889-0267. Charles called in. Claire Ann called in. They've got some tickets coming to them. All you need to do is call the phone line that I just gave you, 800-889-0267, and we will hook you up with a couple of adult tickets, right?
Right, they're adult tickets.
Right. Oh, we've got tons of free tickets here for the kids.
Oh, but we sure do.
But, yeah, about 500 of them stacked here. We're ready to give those out and take your kid to the circus. When's the last time you were able to do that in this area?
Well, being involved with the Shrine for almost 20 years, I tell you, I've been to a lot of the circuses, and I can't tell you, every time it's a great time,
yep.
And every time it's different.
You know, it's the, they say, the greatest show on earth. And it is. It's fantastic. You got elephants. You got a petting zoo this year, right?
Yeah. Where can you go and spend time with your children and not have to spend a fortune of money?
That's right. And it's not $8 for a thing of water, right?
Right. And and the entertainment is excellent. And once again, you're helping the Shrine Center to help our kids.
Right. And again, as we said in the earlier segment here, you know, we have the Shriners Hospital over in Tampa. So taking the kids over at no charge costs money. You have to have a van. You have to have a driver.
They have one or two. They have insurance.
Right. And then the time.
Yeah. And usually two drivers go and drivers come back. And
that's right. Yeah. You have to make it safe. You got two drivers. So that's time. And then the gas, the cost of the van, the insurance, like you said, it costs money. And we raise money for that by having projects like the Shriner Circus. So not only are you just getting a little bit of entertainment for yourself, but you're helping out.
And to go back to the child registration thing, that is so important. I'm involved with law enforcement in Palm Beach County, right. And that is so important for us. It helps us out so significantly when we have problems.
Right, the child ID. Because
it's very important.
You know, when your child, God forbid anything should happen like that, your child turns up missing.
They just hand that to us and we get the ball rolling. It's a great tool.
Exactly. The last thing you want to be doing at a moment like that is, okay, let me get a picture. Let me get some finger. Oh, I don't have fingerprints. Oh, let me get this. You're lost.
Yep.
Everything is right there on a CD, and the Masons do that for you at no charge.
And what a great place to do it at the circus.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we were up there last year, and Mike Gambarotti, he's the chairman, the district chairman for that project. And he's trying to reach a goal of 700 kids, and I think he's pretty dang close to
it. He may get close at our circus.
Yeah, I think so. This circus is going to be a phenomenal thing, and we offer you the chance to go one more time before we close out. 800-889-0267 is the toll-free number. We'll be here for about 10 more minutes taking calls. We'll get some tickets for you. Brian, thanks so much for coming
in. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. That's all the time left for us today, folks. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Special shout-out to all the future home buyers. This is your year. Take hold of the moment. Don't miss out. Reach out. You may check out our show website at www.reachradioshow.com. That's where all the archives are stored. You can take a look at our House of the Week. We'll see you next week, live from 12 to 1, right here.
Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.